Welcome, NerdWatch listeners, once again to a very special episode of the NerdWatch podcast. As you most of you know, the NerdWatch was at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. Of course, that involved my compatriot here with me, Todd, and of course, Alika, and in spirit, Cynthia Isaac, and of course, Format, and Gannon.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a chance to talk to terrific people like Casey Morimoto. We talked to
Horimoto.
Jeez, I'm horrible at this. Sorry, Casey Horimoto.
Was
thank
Lindsay
you very much.
There?
hilarious. But we got to talk to. We got to also talk to
William Shatner.
We did not get to talk to William Shatner.
Jason David Frank.
No, I did get to talk to DJ Cavicane. I got to talk to Chad Harden. Those interviews are all going to be right here.
Todd Bernardi.
I did get to speak to Todd Bernardi. And I also got to speak to some of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance guys as
Gross.
Well. And I got to speak to some great artists, guys like CV Illustrations and guys from X-Ray Vision as well. And one of my favorite interviews, of course, Stacy Hayashi from Journey of Heroes. So there's a lot of that stuff. That's going to be on these, I guess, 10 or 12 interviews. I can't remember how many, but I just want to let you guys know the very special episode. Yeah, I know there's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. So please sit back, enjoy. They're about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, some maybe 20 minutes. And we talk to great artists and great entrepreneurs.
I like peanut butter.
So make sure you guys stay tuned.
On your
Amazing
balls.
Hawaii Comic Con. We can never make anything professional on this show, can we? Like, ever. Anyway, enjoy the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews right here on the NerdWatch podcast. So, aloha and enjoy.
Shut up.
Is it chunky peanut butter?
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch podcast. Another exclusive here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. I am now with Lime Media Hawaii's, I guess you could say, founder, godfather. The one, the only, Doc Grant, is in the house today. He is part of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, of course, and his media company is responsible for putting out some pretty amazing new comic books, locally made, locally produced. Doc, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, man. Good.
Yeah. So I see you got quite a few comics there. What's going on?
Well, let's see. We got some brand new books. Four of them that just came in.
Okay.
Including Hylanthi number 2, Code 3 number 1, the Mysterious Things number 1, and Mystery to Blackwater number 2. We got all those in or just before the con, so you don't get those fresh, hot, toasty comics with no sad, clutchy, empty paws missing pulpy comic goodness.
Now, Doc, I want to know, first of all, how you got started with Lime Media Hawaii. This is your company.
Well, we basically were working with a company called Limelight Media, formerly known as Limelight Publishing, run by Bill Holes. The company split in two. The Hawaii section stayed here, and I basically reinvented it as Lime Media Hawaii.
Right, right.
And he took Limelight Media and went up to the mainland. Now, he's based out of Vegas, but they haven't really done anything much in years.
Right.
We used to publish Animeco and a number of comic books from England, from Canada, from California, and Hawaii.
Okay.
Along with Animeco magazine.
Ah, gotcha.
So that'll date me. But right now we're excited. We've got a whole bunch of new, brand new comics, including Mystery to Blackwater, which is basically an old school monster hunting romp with a lot of very good suspense and horror elements in it by a very talented lady from Detroit, Michigan, called Regina Smiley. She's a well-known webcomic artist.
Right.
And boy, can she write.
Now, Mystery of the Blackwater is not the only comic on Lime Media Hawaii. Have something called Hylanthi. What is that one? That one looks very interesting.
Now, this one is done locally by an artist known as C.K. Tanaka. And boy, this girl can write. It's a combination of horror, mystery,
and high fantasy set in a semi-technological world with magic elements.
Right.
Called Thailantia. And it's about the story of a gentle wizard that realizes he is the savior of his people.
Ah.
And the forces that be in Thailantia, the forces of the evil Sindrid Lord Barclavius, are trying to destroy him. So you're looking at a background of civil war, you're looking at a background of corruption, you're looking at a background of almost apocalyptic devastation in some areas.
Right, right.
And this guy is the savior of it all.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed that a lot of the comics that you have in your hand, a lot of your artists are very anime-inspired.
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, the artist for Code 3, which is our superhero police action tale.
Right.
It's a story centered around Lieutenant Adrian Bradbury of the 050 Paranormal Response Unit. They're specially trained to take out supervillains, supernaturals, extra-dimensionals, and extraterrestrials when required.
Wow.
And he basically, both the creator for this one, Lori Grant, my wife, and the young lady that does the Hylanthian, C.K. Tanaka, they're both trained in animation.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yep. One was traditional animation, and the other one was more digital animation. That's CK.
Oh, okay.
And Lori was trained in traditional animation. So you've got this extensive background. The Regina is an art teacher. She's a painter. And look at the detail and the wonderful colors that all of them use.
Sure. Yeah.
They have, and it's just amazing. But you take a look at the work of Nakua Ahina, who's doing Mysterious Things number one,
right, and that color
goes off the charts. Nabu is a colorist of exceptional skill.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, that girl can write. She put out the first issue. I'm like, okay, where's the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth? I want to know what happens. No, that's the one thing I like all of these stories, because they all have that one thing that makes comics really special: heart.
Right.
The storytelling. The joy behind their story, the power of it, comes out of their hearts, down to their hands,
right,
onto that page, and into the reader's heart.
For sure.
And that's what makes comics special.
Absolutely. Now, that's one of the things. We were doing a panel earlier, and I was doing it with you, and that was one of the things that you stressed the most about, you know, new comic book creators. You always have to find that one thing that will stick with the reader for a very long time.
Absolutely, because that's your key. Your first five pages, you have to grab the reader and make them want your book.
Right.
That's it. If you have a demo book out, you got maybe 3 to 4 pages to hook that reader, 5 if you're lucky.
Right.
In the days of short attention spans.
Yes, sir.
But if you do that, you can have a reader for life.
Absolutely. Now, you, of course, are here at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con, but where else can we find you? Where can we find your books? Where can we buy them?
Why, you can find them at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Yes, sir, of course.
And you can find them at Enjoy Comics in Hilo. And you can find them at Other Realms. You can find them at Westside Comics and Games.
Yeah.
You can find them at Gecko's Books. You can find them at Ideas in Kevin Sano's little nook. I forget what that's called.
I don't remember.
I don't either. Yeah, but go see Kevin. That should be the name of the shop. Go see Kevin.
For sure.
We have fantastic, fantastic product. I used to work at the Legionnaire. I was one of their night managers. And my job was to go and bag and, you know, take care of all these comics. Reading's inevitable.
Right, of course.
And when I was reading some of those books, I'm like, I'll take this one, this one, this one, this one. Here's my paycheck, Paul.
Right.
That was it. You just work to pay for your pull box. But
right, of course.
But these books are ones I would buy.
Right.
Because that's what I publish. I publish stuff that I like.
Right.
Because there's got to be that one thing that'll grab you and make you want to do it.
Right. There's got to be the hook.
Yeah. You've got to have that hook. But you also got to have reliable people that will produce on a schedule. You also have to have a wonder, but you also have to have creators that have that spark that makes them want to tell good stories.
Right. And, the, and these people, you got them on your label because they do make great stories.
Yes, they do. They make wonderful stories. CK and Lori, Regina, Napua, they're all talented storytellers.
Fantastic. Now, can we find you online anywhere, Doc? Can we find Lime Hawaii?
You sure can. You can find us at www.limemediahawaii.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, DeviantArt. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, LinkedIn.
Right, LinkedIn, of course.
And we're also going to be releasing comics through Indie Planet and Indie Planet Digital.
Oh, nice.
So you'll be able to get single copy sales from there.
Now, Lime Hawaii Media, you can find that, you said, on social media, at Lime Hawaii Media, like on Instagram?
Lime Media Hawaii, yeah.
Lime Media Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah, and we can also, you'll find us on Facebook and Tumblr and all that other stuff. Plus, you can also go to our website, www.limemediahawaii.com. And we also have a... We also have a presence on things like Amazon and Etsy.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
So you can find us. You can also find us through the the Amazon Kindle. We have some of our early versions of Hawaii Star Manga Project, which was our early, which was one of our earlier book efforts. That one was an e-book, and we brought that out on Indie. Let's see. No, we brought that out on Amazon and also on drivethroughcomics.com. And with the basically what our, I think we had a grand total of so far of about 8.5 billion readers for that, so I knew we were on to something.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I tell you. Well, listen, Doc, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I got a few more interviews to do before it's
awesome.
Time to go. We're certainly glad that you could be here this year yet again. Keep us informed in Maui, of course, about what's going on the future with Lime Media Hawaii for sure. So I think that'll about do it. We will see you guys next time right here on the Nerd Watch. Peace out. Much love and most assuredly always stay nerdy. And until next interview, we say to you guys, aloha.
Aloha.